Tranquil conditions are present across the Midwest this morning, but we are going to see some periodic rainfall occur here for the next two or three days. The precipitation will be focused on the area from southern Minnesota and portions of southeastern South Dakota, as well as Iowa, eastward into Michigan. That's where the most significant rainfall is likely to occur as we move forward through the period from now to Saturday. Rain totals in this corridor will easily run probably 3/4 of an inch to 1 3/4 inches with some local amounts upwards to 2.5 inches. There may be something even greater than that. We'll keep a close eye on it. Some of this region is already plenty moist, and the additional moisture might lead to some localized flooding. There could also be some hail and some damaging wind possible with some of the stronger thunderstorms that will be impacting this corridor. To the south, we'll see some lighter rain and thunderstorms taking place. The lower portions of the Midwest will not be absolutely dry, but we are expecting the rainfall there to be somewhat erratic and light, running a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 3, maybe 4/10 of an inch in a couple of occasions. For the most part, though, we're certainly not expecting it to be very substantial in the lower parts of the region, and net drying will be the rule. We're going to be moving into a period of warmer weather as well. Temperatures across the Midwest yesterday were still rather chilly across the region, with temperatures only in the 60s from eastern portions of Wisconsin and northeastern Illinois through Michigan and much of Ohio. And it looks as though the rest of the region saw temperatures running mostly in the 70s with a few lower 80s in the far southwestern portions of the Corn Belt. Low temperatures this morning were still running in the upper 40s in some locations across the upper parts of the Midwest. 50s were dominating the rest of the region with the exception of a few lower 60s in the far south. And most of the Midwest will see those temperatures again this afternoon working their way back into a seasonable range, mostly a little on the mild side, I suppose. Afternoon highs will run mostly into the 70s, and there will be some 60-degree readings still hanging on in some northeastern Ohio and northern parts of Michigan. But otherwise, I don't think we're going to be seeing temperatures quite that cool, except for tomorrow, because of the rain and thunderstorms that will occur in parts of southern Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Iowa. There may be enough cloud cover and persistence in the precipitation that the temperatures may not get much out of the upper 60s and lower 70s in that little area. The rest of the Midwest will be seeing temperatures more in the upper 70s and lower 80s tomorrow. As we move into the weekend, the warmer weather in the west will slowly be expanding into the Midwest. We'll look for temperatures getting more solidly into the 80s. I think as we get into the middle to latter part of next week and maybe into that following weekend, we may see middle 80s to lower 90s occurring across the Midwest. There's not much precipitation in the pipeline after we're done with this little event from today through Saturday. Once that precipitation is over, we're probably going to see accelerated drying take place across a fair amount of the Midwest for a while, especially the lower parts of the region. And that particular region will likely see a rather quick drying of the soil, increasing crop stress as possible. Subsoil moisture will still be favorable for a while, carrying these crops out into about the 10th of the month without serious stress. But I think after that, it'll become a little too dry and the crops will be showing it a little bit. But by the time you get to that point in September, most of these crops are pretty much beyond the point of having serious losses because of dryness in the last weeks of the growing season. So we will have made it through the storm by then, most likely. The lowest temperatures at night across the region over these next several nights will still be getting back into upper 50 and 60 degree readings. A little warmer temperatures will occur towards the latter part of next week.